Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today. We talk with Scott Stewart about the beef checkoff once again. Back with Scott in just a moment. Well, cattle producers, it's another Superior Video Livestock Auction. Actually, a pair of them coming up January 30th on Dish Network Satellite 232 and SuperiorClickToBid.com. Starting at 8 a.m. Central Time, Superior will be offering 33,800 head. That'll include 9,300 yearling steers, 5,400 yearling heifers, 10,900 wean calves, 5,800 calves on cows, 900 bred stock and weigh cows as well. If you'd like to know details about when the various cattle will be sold, preview a video on a select lot, you can visit the website, SuperiorLivestock.com, or as always, call them at 800-422-2117. 8 a.m. is the start time for the feeder cattle auction. Then a Superior Video select female sale will start at approximately 3 p.m. following the feeder cattle sale. 2,100 head will be offered for the select female sale. Again, for more details, go to SuperiorLivestock.com. Scott Stewart is the Chief Executive Officer of National Livestock Producers. They're one of eight groups that make up the Beef Checkoff Working Group. Scott, in fact, is the chair of the working group. They've been meeting for the last 3 years now, trying to come up with common ground to improve or enhance the current beef checkoff that was established back in the 1980s, calling for a dollar a head checkoff of all cattle that are produced in this country, and based on beef coming into this country, the importers pay in as well. According to Scott Stewart, the need for moving that checkoff from a dollar a head up to at least $2 a head is tremendous. And he says it looks like we're getting closer to these groups agreeing on that. There's currently a memorandum of understanding, an MOU, that these eight groups have agreed to take back to their respective organizations for consideration this winter.
During these winter meetings, when most all of the organizations have either their conventions or certainly board meetings, then they can take a look at it in depth, discuss it, and if there's any areas that they really have some discomfort with or want to change, then all of that information will be brought back to our group, and we will be meeting in mid-March to assimilate all of that information, hear all of the reports back from the groups. I can only speak for the organization that I work for, and that's the National Livestock Producers, which just last week had its mid-year board meeting and discussed this in depth and voted unanimously to support the MOU.
Scott Stewart acknowledges it's been a very slow process and frustrating at time for all concerned. And he understands the frustration of Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack, but he says the proposal by the secretary this last fall about a second separate checkoff produced some real heartburn among some of the groups involved in the working group.
When the secretary announced that he wanted to take a look at developing this secondary checkoff or this additional checkoff through the 96 Act, many of the groups that are part of the Enhancement Working Group, you know, individually took a look at that and you know, had some discomfort just how those were structured and so forth. And really, you know, the key element to making the beef checkoff successful as it has been is the grassroots support and control of the beef checkoff. During that time when the Secretary had announced that, the working group made the conscious decision to continue work on this because we were so close to really finalizing what we've been working on so long. And with the hope that the Secretary and obviously others then in Congress would take a look at that and say, you know, this is something that the beef industry supports, and we need to take a good hard look at this. And if it warrants an amendment of the 85 Act, then let's get it done and let's help the beef industry.
Scott Stewart of the Beef Checkoff Working Group. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
It's the Roger Mills County Cattlemen's Association 37th Annual All Breed Bull Sale. It's Saturday, February 7th at 12:15 at the Cheyenne Ag Pavilion. The sale includes bulls consigned from the Black Hereford Ranch, 2-H Farms, Murrow Farms, Moliet Angus, and many more. The sale features some 40-plus breed age bulls registered in commercial Angus, Hereford, Red Angus, Simmental, and others. For more information, call 580-497-7366 or send an email to rmccattleman@yahoo.com.
That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.